With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Republican-led House approves the Big Beautiful Tax Bill after a grueling all-night session, taking a major step toward and forward for President Trump's agenda.
On this vote, the yeas are 215, the nays are 214, with one answering present. The bill is passed.
That's House Speaker Mike Johnson announcing the tally. President Trump is celebrating House passage. The president calls it, quote, arguably the most significant piece of legislation in American history. It includes his campaign promises, including no taxes on tip income or overtime income. It now goes to the Senate, and he's urging lawmakers there to send it to his desk as soon as possible. President Trump is condemning the murder of two staff members of the Israeli embassy in Washington. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
A young couple was shot and killed while leaving an event at a Jewish museum Wednesday night in the nation's capital, and the suspect yelled "Free, free Palestine" after he was arrested. The president said these horrible D.C. killings, based obviously on anti-Semitism, must end now. He wrote on social media that hatred and radicalism have no place in the USA. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate has voted to block California's first-in-the-nation rule banning the sale of new gas-powered cars by 2035 as lawmakers pass the first of three resolutions to roll back the state's vehicle emissions standards. The resolution will now head to the White House, where President Trump is expected to sign it. California Governor Gavin Newsom says that what Congress is doing is illegal, and the state will likely sue to keep the rules in place. A federal judge has blocked President Trump's executive order to shut down the Education Department and ordered the agency to reinstate employees who were fired by the mass layoffs. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor reporting. Delaware is the latest state to legalize assisted suicide. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Democratic Governor Matt Meyer has signed the bill into law after a bruising fight in the state legislature that saw it passed by a narrow margin. Delaware joins 10 other states and the District of Columbia in making it legal for an individual to take his own life with the help of a physician. Pro-life advocacy groups warn that the problem with providing a right to die is that it can very quickly become a duty to die for the old, the sick, and disabled. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lot of American adults, about 3 in 10, make use of astrology or fortune tellers at least once a year. According to the Pew Research Center, about 20% of people say they engage in at least one of these activities, mostly just for fun, while about 10% do it because they believe the practices give them helpful insights. The psychic services industry, which includes palm readings, psychic readings, and fortune telling, generates about $2.3 billion a year. This is SRN News. Government vaccine advisors are meeting to decide if the recipe for COVID-19 vaccines needs updating for this fall and winter.
The meeting comes amid questions about whether healthy people younger than 65 will still qualify for a shot, or if vaccines should be limited to seniors and those at high risk from infection. FDA advisors are debating whether the virus has mutated enough since last winter to require a tweak to the formula. It's the group's first meeting since President Trump took office in January. Rich Thomason, Washington.
It's not an official holiday yet, but for so many cryptocurrency enthusiasts, Bitcoin Pizza Day is still special. Thursday marks the 15th anniversary of the first known use of cryptocurrency to buy real-world goods. The $10,000 Bitcoin that software developer paid for two Papa John's pizzas delivered to his Florida home in 2010, worth about $41 at the time, today $1.1 billion. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor.